This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1544. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 22nd. DX and Station News on Afghanistan, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Congo, Croatia, Cuba, Czechia, Ethiopia, Greece, Guyana, Ireland, Korea North, Liberia, New Zealand, Portugal, Slovakia, Somalia, Spain, Sudan, Uganda, USA, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, some important news concerning World of Radio scheduling starting in 2011. WWCR has announced that the DX block is being terminated. It's been on for many years, Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Central. But from January, the programs heard during the DX block will no longer be in that one-hour period. They said they will be rescheduled to other times, but we don't yet know what the new time for World of Radio will be. We have been at 0330 UT Sundays on 4840. If you're hearing us Christmas night, this is the last time for that broadcast. And maybe you're not because of special programming. But there are three other times for World of Radio on WWCR, which we assume will continue. Fridays at 2130 UT on 7465. Saturdays at 1700 on 12160. And UT Sundays at 0730 on 3215. IRRS has also told us that the Saturday morning broadcast of World of Radio at 0900 UT on 9510 in Europe is being discontinued starting in January. We've only been on about two times a month because of other programming, but now there'll be no broadcast at all of World of Radio at that time. However, they're going to try to continue carrying us every week, Saturday evenings in Europe, 1900 UT on 6090. A few weeks ago, there was considerable interest in a new service to Afghanistan until we discovered it was just a gospel broadcast by the Bible Voice Broadcasting Network called Radio Sadaya Zindagi. They've had quite a few problems getting a clear frequency. They had been on 11955 at 16 to 1630 UT, but DX Mix News Bulgaria say that was changed to 11830 via Wertachtel, Germany, as of December 13th. Trouble is, that's co-channel with BBC in English. Well, they left the previous frequency to avoid BBC in Uzbek. Now, from December 21st, they've moved again, 16 to 1630 UT, on 9445 via Wertachtel, Germany. Radio Sedaye Zindagi, it's in the Dari language. LRA 36 continues to be unheard from Antarctica on 15476. During its previous schedule, 12 to 15 UT, Monday through Friday, the new World Radio TV handbook says the schedule is 19 to 21 UT, but that may be outdated info as well. We need to look for it at that time in case they've moved without telling us. Meanwhile, there are other ways to hear Antarctica, amateur radio. Via the ICPO bulletin, via editor Dave Raycroft in ODXA. This news from WAP, the Antarctic Amateur Group. There's a news station active at the South Pole, or rather Amundsen Scott Base, operating KC4 AAA. The current operator is Andy, WA2DKJ. He's been active for a few weeks on 14243 between 01 and 04 UT. We have more news this week from Jamie Labadia, the fellow who builds transmitters and antennas for exotic shortwave stations. He says the immediate project I am building is Radio Juan 23 in Bolivia. The owner is Bishop Stetter, 6055. It'll be 5,000 watts, broadband, solid-state transmitter. The antenna I've changed slightly. It's a lazy H array, 4 5/8 wave elements, collinear fed, horizontally polarized. I'm going to orient it so there's a major lobe aimed at North America. It should give an ERP of approximately 30 to 40 kilowatts in our direction. I can't commit to it, but I believe we should be testing down there near the middle of February. And Jamie says, please tell everyone I said Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. Thanks to the total lunar eclipse on December 21st, I was up and monitoring at an unusual time for me, 0828 UT on 5990. A very strong signal with romantic Latin music. I believe that must have been Radio Senado in Brasilia, Brazil. According to IB, the sign-on time is 0750 UT. Fortunately, the other 49-meter frequency for Brazil, 6185, is still inactive, leaving it clear for Mexico City. But I was also hearing 11780, Radio Nacional da Amazonia, on the air as early as 0626 during DST. It was playing similar music to 5990, but not parallel. From Straight.com via the Media Network blog, Friends of Canadian Broadcasting has launched a petition to reaffirm the importance of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. The I Love CBC petition was launched December 13th in response to a statement by the Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Canadian Heritage, who said, maybe it's time we get out of the broadcasting business. Here's the website leading to the petition, www.friends.ca. We have two reports of Radio Congo, Brazzaville, Congo Republic, on 6115, its only active shortwave frequency. In DSWCIDX window, Graham Bell in Cape Town heard it December 4th at 1753, animated chat in vernacular, a music clip, and coverage of a live event in French with drums and cheering. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports it on December 19th at 1813, French for Radio Journal. It seems they closed shortly afterwards. For a while, Croatia had a relay via Singapore for Australia, but now that's been deleted and replaced by the Tenang Philippines site of IBB for the broadcast at 07 to 11 UT, says DX Mix News in Bulgaria. 17860. I think there's a brief English newscast at the beginning. Furthermore, Voice of Croatia is testing via Babcock transmitters in the UK, says DX Mix News, as of December 21st, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Not sure if that means for 1 week only or further down the line. But the schedule is 01 to 03 on 6110 via Wolferton, which we heard on December 22nd, 03 to 04 on 5925 Rampisham, and 04 to 05 on 5920 Rampisham. 6110 was in parallel with 7375, which is via Germany, so it's not clear whether they're planning on changing from Germany to UK or just to keep them competitive. The signals were about the same here. In DSWCIDX window, Arnie Coro of Radio Vanacuba says they're soon starting a test transmission on 90 meters when the antenna is ready. 3365 is the likely frequency, already registered for Radio Rebelde, but they'll be running programs of Radio Vanacuba, probably between 02 and 06 UT. And he said it reports on the Media Network blog, according to Radio Prague's mailbox program of 19 December, some of our listeners might be wondering what will happen with reception reports and QSL cards after Radio Prague goes off shortwave. From February 1st, Radio Prague will still verify your reception over the Internet. There's a new set of cards featuring Bohemian and Moravian castles, which will soon appear on our website. When the Radio Marti and the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command are in a truce, both off the air on Monday mornings, something else may be heard on 6030. In Nassau, Rich D'Angelo on his de-expedition to a state park in Pennsylvania reports Ethiopia's Radio Oromia on 6030, December 13th, from 0401 to 0435. News, music, fanfare until 0411, Horn of Africa, vocal music, and a long talk by two men, fair reception. Also heard a bit later that same date by Anker Petersen in Denmark, 0445 to 0525, frequent short interludes of music and ID, at 0454, more Horn of Africa music, news at 0500, and heard until 0525. Another Ethiopian which can make it to North America is Radio Fana on 6110. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard it December 17th signing them on an 0258 with their interval signal and then vernacular talk and instrumental music. Poor reception. However, it was mixing with BBC, which uses the same frequency between 0300 and 0330. But after 3:30, Radio Fana was in the clear with a good signal, and also audible, but very weak, on parallel 7210. Roberto Pavanello in Italy, shortwave Yahoo group, also heard Radio Fana December 18th at 1645. At least between December 15th and 18th, the Voice of Greece suddenly changed its format. Instead of lots of Greek music, they were playing classical music, sometimes jazz or even Broadway tunes. Something quite unusual for them on their regular frequencies, 7475, 9420, and 15630, at different times of day. That's because of a general strike in Greece. Their number one monitor abroad, John Babbitt, says, "I think this is the mother of all Greek strikes, lasting a week. I'm sure everybody at ERA 5 walked out, leaving managers to hire strikebreakers with their albums of American music. The radio employees are also hired by the state. Furthermore, we were not hearing any announcements or IDs, just continuous music, one track after another." However, by December 20th, things seemed to be back to normal with Greek music and talk. More from transmitter engineer Jamie Labadia, this time about Guyana. "We're going to be changing the nighttime frequency of 3290 and adding a daytime frequency somewhere around 6 megahertz. I'll be returning to Guyana sometime in late January. They're currently operating at 5 kilowatts but are getting horrible interference on 3290. I don't know what frequencies they will be assigned, but as soon as I find out, I'll let you and all our brothers on the World of Radio site know what the changes are." Over here, it often seems that 1700 to 1800 kilohertz is a band going to waste, but if you really try, you may hear some DX on it. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Tim Tromp in Muskegon, Michigan, reports on 1752 kilohertz USB, Valencia Radio in Ireland, with a one-minute broadcast December 17th at 0236. It seemed to be about the weather. That's Valentia. Another target broadcast, which keeps changing frequencies, is the clandestine for North Korea Radio Free Chosun via Uzbekistan. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says the broadcast at 15 to 16 UT was on 7530 and then 6225, but now it's moved to 5760. Jamie Labadia has some background now about Star Radio in Liberia. "They made us change the frequency from 4025 to 3960. The new expanded 75-meter band allows operation up to 4100. That's news to me. And 4025 was a nice, quiet frequency. But we were forced to move to 3960. They are only running about 1200 watts because they let the generator run out of gas while the transmitter was on the air. They had bypassed all of the protection interlocks and the collapsing fields and crazy voltage spikes that take place as the generator RPM slow down, speed up, slow down, etc., were just too much for the PDM modulators to handle, so they blew one of the PA amplifiers. I built a great deal of redundancy into the system, so they are still on the air, but at reduced power of 1200 watts, the normal power is 2500. Mailbox, also the DX program from Radio New Zealand International, has announced it's on summer vacation to return 24 January. Meanwhile, you can hear the last two programs via their website, rnzi.com. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1544. Many thanks for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina and Martin Gallison, Illinois. Both on the occasion of the solstice, one of them sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, and the other, a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Such contributions not only help us keep World of Radio going on the air, but our website going, which is freely accessible without advertising. worldofradio.com. This report from Phil Refuse in ABDX in Prince Edward Island around 0200 UT December 17th. I've been listening for over an hour to a station on 1035 kilohertz, playing oldies, most of the time armchair copy, with my antenna phased toward Europe and nulling the Northeast USA. It IDs after every song and has frequent promos, but while the music is clear, the IDs are not. The last part sounds like FM or AM. I like the music, a lot of oldies that just don't show up in the rotation on my local stations, all of course on FM, as AM is more of a DX band than shortwave around here. And then a few minutes later, he says, I got it, it's Star FM in Portugal, the new name for what was Rádio Clube on 1035. Now I have two favorite DX stations, this and 1215 Absolute Radio in London. Phasing is fun with a flick of a switch. The AM giants from USA Northeast and their IBOC get wiped from the ether and the TAs pop in. One more reminder that Radio Slovakia International is closing down its shortwave broadcasts at the end of 2010. And here is the schedule of English broadcasts. 07 to 730, 13715 and 15460. That's for Australia and the Far East. To Europe, 1730 to 18 on 5915 and 6055, 1930 to 20 on 5915 and 7345, and to North and South America, respectively, 01 to 0130 on 6040 and 9440. Harald Seuss of the Austrian DX Board suggests that during these last few days of existence on shortwave, we send them lots of reception reports just to let them know that shortwave is still appreciated, even though it's a done deal, apparently, that they're leaving. More on Radio Damal, the new broadcast to Somalia we mentioned last week. Harold Sellers in British Columbia says he presumes he's heard it, also known as the voice of the Somali people. The transmission starting at 1830 UT on 11740 via Wolverton, England. This was December 17th. There was upbeat indigenous instrumental music, a sign-on by a man in an Arabic-like language, a rap song in presumed Somali and some English. A male speaker later, but he did not catch any ID, but the SINPO was pretty good, 45444. The signal was poor by the time they left the air at 1929. Then at 1930, he tried their next frequency, 11970, via Abu Dhabi, and that was tentatively heard with instrumental music, but very poor and too weak to understand anything spoken. However, he says it was not the same format at sign-on heard an hour earlier on 11740. In the medium wave circle, Tracy Gardner in the UK heard something very strange as he was tuning across the Beacon Band, a Spanish-speaking broadcast station on 486 kilohertz. Time pips at 2200 UT, December 18th. It's not a receiver problem since someone else was hearing it, and once he reported it, many others were picking it up. Günter Lawrence suggests it's a subharmonic of the Spain frequency 972 kilohertz. One half of 972 is 486. There are three medium power transmitters on the frequency. Mauricio Molano in Spain says, yes, it is a station of RNE. I can hear the usual news tune and ID on the hour. All three transmitters he can hear. Try to listen between 625 and 645 UT, when each one should have different regional programs. Ron Howard in California reports better than normal reception from Radio Omdurman Sudan, 7200, December 16th from 1512 until sign-off at 1528. They gave a website, mostly playing songs, however. At 1526, there was a call to prayer. That was just after local sunset, the fourth prayer of the day. He thought the sign-off time was rather strange, 1528. To hear English from Omdurman, you need to listen on the Internet. David Koenig of intervalsignals.net has been doing that. It's called the Sudan Radio European Service, accessible via sudanradio.info. Not the Earl, as given in the latest World Radio TV handbook. There's French at 15 to 17 and English at 17 to 19 UT, also on FM in Omdurman. but not on shortwave. But there are lots of broadcasts into Sudan on shortwave, such as the Sudan Radio Service, 17745 via Portugal, at 15 to 17 UT, I often hear quite well, way back here in Oklahoma. This is really promoting the upcoming referendum about the possible separation of southern Sudan. Eric Kuya in Denmark says he hears it on 11785 via South Africa at 1600 UT, and there are on-demand broadcasts available via www.sudanradio.org. Now, as for southern Sudan, KimAndrewElliott.com found a report in the Sudan Tribune of 16 December mentioning something called the Bentiu Shortwave Radio in Unity, that is BENTIU, something he and I have never heard of in connection with Juba, southern Sudan. Does anyone know anything about this alleged shortwave station, which promotes peace? Although I'm sure they've had plenty of complaints from the ham community about using 7195, Uganda Broadcasting Corporation has expanded use of that frequency, it appears, instead of 4976 during darkness hours. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports 7195 as late as 1835 UT, December 16th. And Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it December 17th, from 0409 to 0515. In English, with news, radio drama, also vernacular talk, Afropop music, Christian music, U.S. pop music, occasional chirping birds, the audio was poor and somewhat muffled. So apparently, the other frequency is not active currently, 4976. Oh, Brian measured it 20 hertz on the low side of 7195. New Hampshire is quite a rare state to hear on medium wave in North America, most of the country anyway, and also in Europe, I think. So of particular interest is news of a test from WASR in Wolfsboro, New Hampshire, 1420 kilohertz. Håkan Sundman in Finland passed on this news to the NRC AM group that the verification signer of the station, David DeVries, D-E, capital V-R-I-E-S, told Finnish DXer Markku Jussila that they will be testing with 5 kilowatts on Christmas Eve, but no further details. Well, this is a good time to remind you to tune around the tropical bands in case some Latin Americans are on the air Christmas Eve or maybe New Year's Eve, which are not ordinarily broadcasting back on the air for a special occasion, or if they are on the air, staying on later than usual, making them more DXable. Mike Cooper points out that the Voice of America Media Watch blog is going into a self-induced coma, according to its chief writer, Alex Belita. He posted on December 9th that he has fun writing about journalism issues, but there is too little participation. Check if it's revived, or at least what's already on there. It's voanewsblog, one word, .blogspot.com. In addition to the world of radio scheduling changes I mentioned at the beginning of the program, here's one more. WRMI has dropped one scheduled airing and added another. Monday 12:30 UT, replacing Tuesday at 23:30 on 9955. Many thanks to WRMI for the multiple number of times they air World of Radio, some of which are not jammed. This news via Mike Cooper. Reuters reports a right-wing internet radio host was sentenced December 21st to 33 months in prison for threatening the lives of three Chicago Federal Appeals Court judges after they upheld a local gun control law. Harold Turner, 48, was convicted by a jury in August in Brooklyn Federal Court following two mistrials. He was arrested in June 2009 and charged with one count of threatening to assault or murder the three judges. Turner used his radio broadcast to target the judges who had upheld a local handgun law. Referred to here primarily as an internet blogger, he was previously a shortwave broadcaster on a station you would recognize. In WTFDA, Steve Rich in Indiana points out discussion on the AVS forum about a new TV network debuting January 1st. It's called Antenna TV. And as the name implies, it's not to be a cable network, but to be on the air stations occupying extra virtual channels in digital TV. And they have a long list of affiliates and more on the way at their website, www.antennatv.tv. The programming on Antenna TV will be old television series, reruns, of course, but not ones which have been playing recently on other networks, such as Burns and Allen. And they pledge not to include infomercials on their schedule and not mar the video by keeping a network bug in a corner, although local affiliates will probably do so. It looks like the U.S. is finally going to get more low-power FM stations. We have several stories about this from RadioInc.com. Via Artie Bigley, House passes amended LPFM bill. Also from ReclaimTheMedia.org, you might check that website. We have a story from that via Mike Terry. There's an item on the Media Network blog about it, which is somewhat succinct. The U.S. Senate passed December 18th a new law allowing for community groups, churches, and schools to establish new low-power FM radio stations. The Local Community Radio Act will allow Federal Communications Commission to issue possibly thousands of new non-commercial LPFM radio licenses. It earned broad bipartisan support after some 10 years of advocacy by grassroots media democracy organizations. Also via Ben Cobb, more about this at www.prometheusradio.org. And an explanation of the technical aspects of this, all in the new issue of DX Listening Digest 10-51 via worldofradio.org. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports on 6162, what is presumed to be ZNBC Radio 2 in Zambia, off frequency at 1816 UT, December 19th in English. Ron Howard in California checked it out at 1556 UT, December 19th on 6161.93, news in English at 1600. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan says, I believe it is Zambia reactivated, received in the early morning by some Japanese DXers, December 16th. Then on December 20th, another report of it from Ron Howard at 1556, news in English at 1600 and Christmas music. Couldn't get an ID, however. And then also heard December 21st at 0346 with the talk show in English on 6162. He's also hearing ZNBC Zambia Radio 1 on 5915, signing on at 0240 with their African Fish Eagle interval signal. Updating last week's item about Voice of the People to Zimbabwe, DX Mix News says the one of the broadcasts we mentioned has now been canceled no longer at 1530 to 1630 on 11695. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 21st, ANK indices 5 and 2 through January 17th, except 7 and 3, December 24th and 25th. Solar flux rising from 76 December 24th to a peak of 90 December 29th to January 1st, and down to 78 again by January 16th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1544.